Now, the Department of Heritage has said a number of actions are underway to address the pollution levels in one of Ireland's biggest lagoons at Ladies Island Lake in County Wexford. The 300 hectares have long been regarded as having great ecological significance and are designated as both a special protection area and a special area of conservation. For many too, it's a place of pilgrimage. But experts have said the lagoon's ecosystem is all but dead because of too high nutrient levels. Connor Hunt sent us this report from Wexford.
It's nothing short of a picturesque day in this corner of the southeast. Locals are walking along the shoreline of the lagoon. Wildlife photographers are busy snapping. The sun is beating down. But what's unfolding in these seemingly calm waters has been described as an ecological disaster.
It's really, really, really bad. There are very, very few other examples of how bad it is in Ireland that I've seen, and I've been looking for the last 40, 45 years. This lake is, from many points of view, is dead.
Brendan O'Connor is a marine biologist and co-author of a recent EPA study into the state of the lagoon. The problem, they say, is too high nutrient levels.
The water column is in terribly bad shape because of excess nutrients, which give rise to the growths, very high growths of algae. These are these plants that grow in the seawater. But not only are they big algae, they are also very, very tiny, tiny algae. They grow to such a profusion, such a density that they block out the light. The animals that lived on the seabed are, on the lakebed are gone. The plants that lived on the lakebed are gone as well.
The EPA report indicated that agriculture runoff was the source of the excess nutrient levels. Local independent councillor Ger Carthy grew up a stone's throw from the lagoon. He's now calling on the department for a multi-agency response.
Well, Ladies Island Lake is an area of significant ecological importance in County Wexford, an area of fantastic natural beauty. And unfortunately, we don't have a functioning ecological system here in the lake. There is issues in the context of nitrates. The Drainage Committee has representatives from all the pillars, including the IFA. There's a part to play here with everyone, the community, as I said, the County Council, the IFA, the farmers and everyone that's involved in the curtilage of Ladies Island Lake. But we'll all work together for the common good to get this back to where it should be. And this is not about a blame game.
In a statement, the IFA said no one is happy with the situation in the lagoon and said it's committed to being part of the solution.
Well, the first time that a serious problem was identified was back in 1983, over 40 years ago. And at that time, the front page of our local paper, the Wexford People, described the lake as a cesspool.
Jim Hurley is a local naturalist and says the issues go back decades. He says remedial action is needed now.
I wouldn't describe it as completely dead. It's in a bad way, but it's teetering on the brink. And now is the time for action to bring it back.
The Department of Heritage has said a number of actions are underway by the relevant authorities to address the problems. Locals hoping more life can soon be restored to this lagoon.
And that was Connor Hunt reporting from County Wexford.